All right, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome back to our evening broadcast. We hope and pray everybody's having an awesome, awesome day on this wonderful Palm Sunday. Amen. It's been a glorious day. We had a glorious time this morning. Amen. And truly, truly, we're thankful for all that God has accomplished and has accomplished and will accomplish the remainder of this day. So we're thankful to God for, again, his blessings and many, many wonderful works that he is doing. We hope and pray that, again, all is well with you and your families. And we encourage you to share out the page, share it out to your friends, your loved ones, on your social medias and on your text messages. Copy the link, send it out to somebody. Say, hey, come on in and hear the word of God. And so we encourage you to do that along with us as well. And so we're looking forward to what God's going to do. Be mindful of our Tuesday night Bible study and then our Thursday night in person at 334 Ashford Street. We'll be back in person, 334 Ashford Street. Located between Pickett and Glenmore on Ashford Street there and right down the border of Brooklyn and Queens. And so East New York neighborhood. And so we encourage you to come on out, be with us this Thursday evening at 7:30. All right. And so we're excited about that. And then our Resurrection Sunday coming up on the 9th, which is next Sunday. Let's come out with a great time in the Lord. Invite your friends, your loved ones, your co-workers, whoever it may be, have them come to the house of the Lord with us. Let's have an awesome time, an extraordinary service again, and watching, expecting God to do a great thing. So we're looking forward to this week that we're in, as we enter into what we call Holy Week, and it's truly a blessing again, and really, again, the time to reflect, the time to remember back on what Christ has done for us. And so we encourage you to come out and be a part with us, participate with us, and pray with us throughout the week, and just really take some time out to give God thanks for what he has done for the entire world. Truly, truly, it's a blessed week, a blessed time to worship God and to really give back thanks to him. So we look forward to seeing you this weekend as well coming up. Again, let's come out and just pack the church out and really just watch and expect God to move in a mighty way. All right, I want to give you opportunity to give unto the Lord. We have you probably see there on the screen here shortly here, ways to give. Not only the old-fashioned way through the offering basket, but you can give through various links through our church website at www.myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You can give that way. You also can give through our text to give, 347-229-9933. And then we also have our Zelle. You can give through Zelle. Many are giving through Zelle. If you have online banking, you simply use the church email. As you see there on the screen there in purple there, it says ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. Use that in Zelle, and it will go directly to the church. You'll see the alert, and it gives the church name, New Testament Christian Church. So we are thankful for your giving this morning and this evening as well. So give unto the Lord. Support the work. And that's how you receive your blessing as well. Your blessings come because you bless the Lord. Again, you cannot outgive God. I'm telling you, when you do that, you will, again, you see the windows of heaven open up. You see miracles happen that you're not even really aware of because you've supported the work of the Lord. Things that will transpire and blessings will fall. And you say, my God, look how the Lord is blessing. And really just subconsciously, not even really thinking about it. But many times because you've sown into the kingdom of God. So we say thank you in advance. We say thank you for your giving tonight. May the Lord truly bless you as I pray. All right. I want to get into the word of God here. I'm going to pick up where we was leaving off this morning. And it really ties into, we gave you the last piece of it. And was concerning what Jesus had done, the triumphant entry and how they cried out Hosanna. And shortly thereafter, what happened when he went into the temple. So let's read that tonight. In Matthew 21 verses 10. The Bible says he was coming to Jerusalem and all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew tables and money changers and seats of them that sold doves. And said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called a house, the house of prayer, but you have made it the den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him and in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he had did, the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of God, or to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. And he said unto them, Hearest thou what these say? And Jesus said unto them, Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected praise. Thou hast perfected praise. And I want to reread verses. We go to verse 12. And Jesus went to the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. And for a little bit today, I want to give it a title this morning, this evening, I should say, Take Care, Taking Care of Your Temple, Taking Care of Your Temple. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you, God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your love. And God, we ask you by your Holy Ghost power, move in a mighty way. Move in a mighty way, God, as you bless, and God, touch, God, this service. Touch the hearer of your word. Touch them, God, bless them, Lord, we pray. God, we pray, God, that you can just accomplish your divine work in every heart, every soul. Meet needs, God, we pray this day. And Lord, we just ask you, God, to just save, deliver, fill with the Holy Ghost, whatever the case may be, so desire healing, God, strengthening and encouragement, whatever it may be. Lord, we pray that, God, you will do your divine work today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're thankful today for his goodness, his mercy, and his power. And we shared this morning about the triumphant entry which Jesus did when he came into the city of Jerusalem. We shared with it how that Jerusalem was that holy city and still is today a sacred city. A city, no doubt, that God truly loves, a place in which he will set up his new kingdom one day. We call it the New Jerusalem. Go back and read the book of Revelation, how that God will set up his kingdom, and where the throne of God and throne where Jesus will sit is in the New Jerusalem. And that's why really, even in this Jerusalem here currently, the enemy despises it. He knows the sacredness of it. He knows and understands the place in which God has directed and has God has prophesied, no doubt, as the kingdom, not of just Israel, but the kingdom of the entire world. Kingdom of the universe, really, if you think about it, where Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will one day sit. He entered into this city. He entered into Jerusalem on that donkey that day. The people cried Hosanna. They cried Hosanna out. They shouted his name. They blessed his name. They worshiped him. They lifted him up. A great fanfare as he entered into the city. People from all walks of life were praising him and glorifying him. They laid down their coats. They laid down straw. They laid down palms. Why? So the king could have a royal entrance, a sign of respect, a sign of, again, dignity for them to be able to do this, because they truly, truly honored and respected Jesus Christ. The Bible says in how that he had went into this city, the Bible says in verse 10, he was moved. The city was moved by this great event. The whole entire region was stirred up about Christ Jesus. Jesus the Christ had moved and really just done so many great works in the city. News had flashed, news had spread, news had gone about throughout a region that this great man of Galilee, this great man Jesus, had no doubt come of and was blessing the people of Almighty God. He blessed whosoever would come. He would sup with sinners. He would pray and be with people and transform people's lives, not to turn anyone away, but he was desiring that all would come unto him, that all that were laden and heavy laden with sin, all that had heavy burdens, he was willing to receive them. Those that had troubles, those that had sicknesses and diseases, it did not matter, had devils, it did not matter. Jesus loved them. And tonight, my friend, Jesus loves us so. He loves us so. He loves you and I. He loves the entire world. He loves whosoever will believe on him. My friend today, what a mighty, mighty loving Savior that we have. They cried out, Hosanna. He moved the city. And we pray tonight that he will move in your life as well. Let his spirit move in your heart. Let his presence move in your soul, in your heart today. Let it do a mighty work in your heart. We pray. The city was moved. And again, the people asked, who is this? They want to know, who is this? Some still didn't know. We sang that old song, everybody ought to know who Jesus is. He's the lily of the valley. Some would say he was a healer. Some would say he was the Son of God. Some would say he was Mary's baby, the carpenter's son. Whoever it was, they wanted to know, who is this? And naturally, they began to proclaim him as king. Whoever he is, he's king. I like what the blind man said one time, who had been really had been sick for many, many years. And the Bible says, whether he was a sinner, whatever you want to call him, I don't care what you call him. All I know is that I was blind, but now I see. Others, no doubt, probably said, I don't care. I don't know who they say he is, but I know who he is. He healed me. He's my deliverer. He's the one that gave me joy that I was missing for so many years. And they said, who is he? My friend today, Jesus wanted to know that same question. Who do they say that I am? And Peter told him, he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The Bible says in verse 11, the multitude says, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. That boy out of that city called Nazareth, that boy, as we said, the carpenter's son out of Galilee, that's who it is. That's who all the stirrup is all about. That's what all the hoopla is all about. That man Jesus today. And Jesus went into the temple of God. He was going there. He went there many times. He had gone there many times and perhaps saw. He saw, no doubt, what was going on in the temple. Perhaps it broke his heart there in the temple. Perhaps he saw, again, what it had turned into. The Bible says they had cast him out. He went into the temple and cast everybody out. The Bible says he brought into the temple and overthrew the tables and the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. They had turned it into a marketplace. The house of God is not a marketplace, but the house of God should have been, he says, a house of prayer in verse 13. It was supposed to be a place where they would come and worship, come and get in contact with Jehovah, come and get in contact with the Heavenly Father. And so now the Son of God was there on the scene to clean up the temple, to clean up the house, and to bring back the purpose of the temple. It was supposed to be a house where they would come and glorify and worship and get a hold of Almighty God. He said, but they made it a den of thieves. And you know what? The king, he had come in to no doubt set the record straight. As you think about this, I'm going to begin to talk about you and I tonight. The Bible says that we are a temple as well. The Bible talks about how Christ is the head of the church in Ephesians 5:23. In Ephesians 5:23, if you can pull it up for me, the Bible says he is the head and we are the body. He says here that we are the body. And how Christ is the love the church. He loved the church itself. He even is the head of the church. He is the Savior of the body. And so naturally, his body, the church is the body. And so if he loved the temple, if he loved the body, naturally he would take care of the body. And so for the church, for again, those that believe in Christ, we want to parallel that as well. Naturally, it's not a temple made by hands, as we see, but your body is the temple of God. Your body is the temple of Almighty God. If you go with me to also the 1 Corinthians is where I want to draw you to, chapter 6. 1 Corinthians 6, the scripture talks about the body of Almighty God. Our bodies being a temple. And let's look at this. The Bible tells us in verse 14, and God hath both raised up the Lord and will raise up us by his power. And the Bible says, know ye not your bodies are the members of Christ. And so, as we read to you before, Jesus is the head of the body. Everybody has a head, right? Everybody, living creatures, you and I today have a head. But on the flip side of that, spiritually speaking, Christ Jesus being the head of the body, which is the church. You being a part of the church, you being a believer in Christ, you are now a part of the body of Jesus. And so let's look at this. He says, know ye not that the body is the members of Christ? So you are a member of Christ. You are a member, we say, of the church, but really it's a member of Christ. You are now the body of Christ. And shall I then partake of the members of Christ? I make the members of an harlot? He says, God forbid. So the members of Christ, he says, why are we joining with an harlot? Don't join yourself with an harlot. Use a prostitute as an example. He says, God forbid. The body is supposed to be pure. The body is supposed to be sacred. The body is supposed to be that which belongeth to God. And so when Jesus went into the temple, his body, the Bible referring to really the building itself, naturally it's just a building, but he considered it, again, a place which was part of him. And so they had joined themselves to an harlot. They began to join themselves to the money god. They joined themselves to the false gods. They began to do idol worship in the temple. They did everything else in the temple outside of what was supposed to be done. And so naturally they attached themselves to a false god, a Belial. In another place, it refers to they turned the temple into something that it should not have been. And so the Bible says here, God forbid, in verse 16, what? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? And so he began to refer this to joining yourself back to what he used the extreme here, a prostitute. He says, why are you joining yourself to a prostitute? One that is filthy and one that has been, again, used and abused. One that is, again, not sacred and is unholy. So he uses as a sign of intercourse, a relationship. Why in the world would you want to have a relationship with a harlot? Why would you want to have a relationship with someone that's not committed, someone that cannot do anything for you? And so this harlot, he says, is one body. So when they joined themselves to this harlot, again, it was a sign of them joining themselves to the devil himself or false gods, false religion. He says, for two it shall he be one flesh. God wants us to have unity with him. We talk about taking care of the temple. And so God wanted a mutual agreement. As he compared it even to marriage. How that we join one man, one woman, again, joined together in matrimony. He wanted the church, naturally, to be a fit that way, if you please, to be of one body, one accord. The Bible says that he joined himself, number 17. He said, but he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And so when you come to Jesus Christ, you get rid of the harlot. When you come to Jesus Christ, you get rid of the filth. When you come to Jesus Christ, you detach yourself from the devil and all of the things he has to offer. Perhaps you're bound up in prostitution tonight. Well, I want you to know God can deliver you tonight. They've made it legal in our city now, but God forbid it's still wrong. Perhaps you're joining yourself to things that should not be. God forbid. Again, God can bring forth deliverance today. He says, join unto the Spirit of God. Get saved. Give your life over to Christ. We thank God for the men, the young lady who got saved today. We thank God for her and how she made a commitment. She says, you know, I want to join to Christ. I want to be one with God. I want my soul to be in tune with God. And church, here today, we look at this of how the one spirit or one body. I want to join myself completely to the Lord and nothing else. I want to be sold out to the Lord and nothing else. And that's back to what we were saying when Jesus went through the temple. He did what? He cleaned house. He destroyed all the things that were not of God. He says, you know, these things don't belong in the temple of God. These things are not pleasing unto my Father. This is not what it was made for. This is not what it was meant to be built for. If you want a marketplace, go to the marketplace. If you want a den of thieves, go to the house of thieves. There was nothing else, no telling what was going on in the temple. They had turned it into a den of thieves. But the Bible says today, it's supposed to be a place to get in touch with God. It's supposed to be a place of prayer. It's supposed to be a place where you can unite and get a hold of the power of God. And when the power of God moves in the temple, the power of God will move upon your life to deliver us from sin, to deliver from sickness and disease, to deliver and set free the captive today. We're talking about taking care and getting the temple right today. And so The Bible says in verse 18, you can't want join in with Christ. You can't have both worlds, either in or out, for the kingdom of God. He said, flee fornication and every sin that a man doeth without the body. But he that committed fornication sin against his own body. He beginning back to what we were saying, intimate relationship. He used that as an example. Fornication, again, is sex outside of wedlock. You're uncommitted to one another. You only commit it for that moment, but you're not committed totally. Sex, God considered as a pure and holy thing for man, a husband and wife. And the Bible says here that how he says flee fornication. He says when you fornicate, you're doing that again, which is already wrong. And he says every man to do it without the body, but he that committed fornication sinned against his own body. So not only doing it against God and the holy matrimony of God, but you're doing it against that person as well. And you're sinning against yourself, your body, your temple. We shared this morning about your body is also a temple. No doubt the things that we put in our bodies are important. The things we put in, things that we do, we abuse our body. We live in a world that's drugged up right now. Even on the way home from church, I saw a man as I was at the red light, just strung out again on some type of opioid. And he was barely just getting along, could barely even stand. And naturally, no doubt, our prayer goes out to a world that is bound. The temples are filled up with things of substance abuse, of alcohol and drugs that are now, no doubt, running rampant in our world today. But the Bible says your body is a temple. The enemy wants to destroy your body. Your body should be a temple of praise, a place where God wants to live in and dwell in. And that's why when we say, Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, those things have to flee. Jesus begins to clean up the mind and the heart and the soul and the things that are displeasing in the temple today. Say, Jesus, fill my mind and my heart and soul, no doubt, and clean up the things that are impure, unholy unto you. God, my body is a temple today. God, let my throne and let my being be a place, a dwelling place where you reign and rule and dwell today. The Bible says in 19, for what know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? And back to what we're talking about, the Spirit of God. Tonight, my friend, you can be filled with the Holy Ghost. That sister today, if you're watching it, you can reach up and say, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with your Spirit. Fill my body, my mind, my soul, with the power of God. He says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, where the Holy Spirit wants to dwell. The Holy Spirit wants to get rid of things that are displeasing. The Holy Ghost will help you keep your temple pure, your mind pure, your heart pure today. The things that are honest, the things that are lovely, the things that are just, the things that are righteous, it will help you. It will keep you. It will empower you. It will help you, no doubt, do the things of God. He says, know you not, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and which ye have of God, ye are not your own. And so naturally that temple did not belong to them. That was the house of God. He says you're not your own. When you come to Christ, we can no longer do what we want to do. We can no longer say the things we want to say, but we have a willing heart. In other words, you can if you want, but we should have a willing heart to where you say, I now belong to you. My tongue belongs to you. My eyes, my heart, my hands, my feet belong to you. My temple today, we're talking about taking care of the temple or getting the temple clean. Today, say, God, clean up my temple. God, live in my temple. Lord, do a work in my temple. I now belong to you. This house is a house of prayer. This house is a house of worship. My body, my soul, my mind, let it be a place where you reign and rule, not a place or a den of thieves, not a place where the enemy reigns and rules, not a place where the enemy dwells and lives in me. But the devil has been kicked out tonight. Kick the devil out of your temple tonight and say, Lord, I rebuke him in the name of Jesus today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, flee out of my mind, out of my soul. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Reign and rule in my heart today. And the Bible says in verse 20, as we wrap this up, he says, you're bought with a price. You're bought with a price. The price of Calvary. On Calvary, the price that Jesus paid. What we celebrate and we thank God for in this time of year, and really throughout the year. God forbid we fail to talk about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, death, burial, and resurrection. He says he paid a price for you. The price that was paid was Jesus. The price that was paid, that if you think about it, prior to this, Jesus, another passage of scripture, Jesus was talking with the people, and he had told them about how the temple of God, he was really, they thought he was referring to. The Bible talked about how that they would, he could tear down the temple. The temple will be thrown down in 3 days. How it will be built back up in 3 days. How the temple will be destroyed and how it will be built back up in 3 days. And they begin to laugh him to scorn. They begin to mock him, and they begin to make fun of him, and how they say, how can this be? It took years to build this temple. The Bible refers to how he says it wasn't referring to that temple, the building itself, but was referring to his body. It was referring to his death, burial, and resurrection. His temple would be destroyed on that cross. His body would be crucified. His body would be hung on that old rugged cross, bleeding out and dying and going to hell. Buried in an old tomb. Buried there, laying for 3 days. And his soul would go down into the place we call hell today. He would release the captive. And on that third day, that Easter morning we celebrate next week, that resurrection morning, that Sunday morning, he would get up. The grave they would find would be empty on that morning, because he had risen. And the Bible refers to it here, is back to our text. In this last verse of our text, it says here, he says, for ye are bought with a price, and that was the price. He paid it all for you and I. That temple was destroyed and built back up again in 3 days. Church, he paid the price. And that temple today, he paid the price that we can live. You're bought with a price. The price was his death. And the Bible says, therefore, glorify God. Glorify God, he says, in your body, in your temple. Glorify God in your body. That temple was supposed to be a house of prayer. Your body, you were made to worship. You were made, as we covered this morning, you were made to praise. You were made to worship God. We were made to cry out to the Lord and give him highest glory and highest honor. We were made to worship him. Adam was created to glorify God. You and I are made to glorify the Lord, our God, today. And he says to today, glorify God in your body. Your body was not made to be destroyed and tattooed all up, painted all up. It wasn't made to be pierced all up. The enemy will have us do all of those things and make alterations and all these different things and mutilate our bodies. We see it's becoming prevalent in our world today. The devil will even tell you to change your body parts. If you're juggling with that tonight, juggling and struggling, if you're a man or a woman, you are born a boy. If you're born a boy, you're a man. If you were born a girl, intended to become a woman. We rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. The devil wants to destroy the body. He wants to destroy the body. And there's a great movement in this community, the transgender community, all these different things. It's of the work of the devil tonight. He says to today, know you not, you are bought with a price. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. If you're struggling with these things, pray tonight that God will bring deliverance to the soul. God wants to set you free tonight. God wants to change your heart and your mind and your soul. Your temple has been contaminated. But God, through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, can cleanse your mind and your soul today. The devil says, mutilate your body, change your body, destroy your body, change up your temple. Do all these things to the body, but it belongs to God. And that's why we have piercings. That's why we have, whether it's, again, abusing your body with makeup and all these different things that the body has, that the devil wants us to do. He tries to tell you that you're not beautiful in God's eyes. He'll have you tattoo your body up and damage your temple. He'll have you drugged up and have you alcohol drinking up and all these different things to destroy your temple. My friend, today you are bought with a price. He says, as we finish up, therefore glorify God in your body. Glorify God, and the Bible says it's one about in the beauty of holiness. Glorify God in your spirit, which are God's. It belongs to God. The Spirit of God living in you. He flipped over all the tables. Jesus turned over everything. As we go back to that, as we close up tonight, Jesus flipped over all the tables, all the things that were going on in the temple. He says, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. He says, you have made it into a den of thieves. And so as we close up tonight, the Bible and the temple, your temple belongs to God. It belongs to God. And so in verse 17, as we wrap this up, and he left and went out of the city into Bethany and lodged there. And the Bible tells us, let's go back, verse 15. And the chief priests and the scribes saw wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple. So they were worshiping in the temple of God because of what he was doing in their temples. Saying, Hosanna, son of David, they were sore displeased. Who was sore displeased? The devil was sore displeased. He was upset because of what was transpiring in God's house. And we shared with him this morning, he was upset because they came to church this morning. He was upset because people are giving their lives over to the Lord. He's upset because people are worshiping God this morning. He's upset because the gospel is going out. The devil was so displeased because the true meaning of the temple was being put to use. The enemy was so displeased, the Bible says. And he began to confront them in verse 16 as we wrap this up. He says, and he said unto them, hearest thou what these say? In other words, Jesus said, do you hear what the people are crying out? They're crying out through the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, they're crying out saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, save us. Save us, God. Do something, God. Apparently, the temple was not getting the job done. Apparently, what was going on in the temple didn't satisfy the soul. Apparently, it cannot meet the needs. It wasn't until they began to really bring back the function of what it was all about, and that was to glorify and worship God. All these other programs are nice, but it's nothing like a good old-fashioned altar call, a good old-fashioned lifting up the hands and the message of repentance and turning to God, a good old message and the divine Spirit of God moving. The Bible says, do you hear what they're saying? They're yearning and crying out for help. They're crying out for people. It was great to see the altar of prayer this morning. People re-coming to the altar and crying out to God saying, Lord, do something in my life. Lord, I need a touch from you today. He says, have you not read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou perfected praise? They were worshiping God, seeking the Lord's face. That was what it was all about. Thank God for the temple of God. And church, the Bible says in verse 17, I want you to load up for me. Verse 17, he says, and he left them and went out of the city of Bethany and lodged there. But the Bible says the lame and the blind in verse 14, the lame and the blind, they came to him in the temple and they were healed. And so you would think that they would be excited about all these different things, but the devil wasn't excited. He was even more so displeased. You would think that the religious crowd would have glorified God and gave God praise, but they got more upset. And it really showed the true colors about what was transpiring. My friend, today we should rejoice and be glad. Cry out, Hosanna, cry out and give God praise and hallelujah for what he does in every soul and every individual. The Bible says here today to take care of the temple. Jesus came in to take care of the temple, to get the temple back in order. Him being the head of the temple, him being the head of the church, let him be head of your life. Let him be the Lord of your life. Let him enter in and do a cleanup job. And it's only done through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's only done by his spirit and how he's able to come in and clean and make us whole and turn our bodies into temples of praise, temples of worship individually. Not just the building, but everywhere you go, your body will be used as a vessel where God dwells and where you can praise him. And you are part of the ultimate church, the body of Christ. You're joined, as we shared with you before, you're members of the ultimate body, the grand scheme of things, him being the head of the church. Church today, join to him, come to him, separate yourself from the harlot, separate yourself from the things that separate you from knowing Christ Jesus. Join yourself to the crucified one, the risen one, Jesus Christ, Savior of the world. As we bow heads in reverence to God today, ask the Lord into your heart. Ask him in. Say, Lord, I believe that you're the Son of God. Lord, I confess my sins before you, Lord. I'm a sinner lost without you. Lord, I need a Savior today. Lord, please clean me up. Clean me up. God, I have not abided. I have not lived the life that you want me to live, God. I've defiled my temple. Lord, wash me clean by your precious blood. Lord, cleanse me, make me whole, renew in me a right spirit. Lord, let your Holy Spirit rest and reign and move me, God. Today I pray, make this your prayer. I profess that you are the Lord of my life. Be my Savior. Lord, save me today. Lord, I want to be saved. You are the Son of God. I believe this evening. Make the Lord Jesus Christ, ask him into your heart, and he will. And let him begin to clean up the things that are displeasing, whether it's fornication, whether it's drunkenness, whether it's, again, idolatry, or any sin, lying or stealing or cheating, whatever the case may be, any sin. You know, God has already dealt with your heart about what sin it perhaps may be. And it's between you and God will absolutely cleanse it and make it whole. He will come in and clean your temple, give you a pure mind and a pure heart. A new beginning. Welcome to the family of God. And brothers and sisters, today let our bodies and our temples be emptied out for the kingdom of God. Amen. God bless you. Our prayer. We'll see you soon this Tuesday night in service. We pray. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for all you do. God, we thank you, God, for the blessings, God, of your word. God, we pray for each one on this broadcast, those that are hearing. God, I pray that, God, you can help us. God, dwell in us, live in us, reign in us, dwell in our temples. God, that we can glorify you, be used for your glory, to where you, God, are the head of it all. You're the head of every life. You're the leader of every life. And your Holy Spirit dwells in every soul. Everyone that desires you, God, let your spirit reign and rule and do a complete work in every heart and soul. And God, we just give you thanks for all that you have accomplished. God, go with each one this week. Bless each one this weekend, God. Let this be a mighty, mighty moving of your spirit this week. And we're going to give you praise and glory for all you have in store. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. We'll see you soon.